Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special episode of the Working Class Podcast. We are proudly sponsored by R Kings Competitions and Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road. State-of-the-art sunbeds. Get up and do your work.
And today we have a special guest, Mick Conlon. What's happening, mate?
What's happening, lads? All here, good. Good to meet you. Good to see you. Yes, you too, mate.
Here, John froze later over, will you?
You're not burning my beer, are you, Austin?
No, I'm going to mile out. I'm mile out.
I'm going to work away.
Good.
Mick, these balls are on tail.
They're lucky lids, you know what I mean?
There we go.
That's the one.
So I give you an honest opinion, Mick. I am. Apparently to everyone, I'm an alcoholic, so I know.
Swell connoisseur, we'll see.
Right, now I'm not even going to blow smoke up your hole here. But mate, that's fucking lovely, like. And I'm not even just saying that because you're sitting in front of me, mate. That's a fucking nice beer, like.
Anybody that drinks this is the same. It's a great beer.
What percent is it?
Four and a half.
Mate, I've been drinking Carlsberg for fucking weeks. It's 3.5 or something.
Is that what it is?
Carlsberg.
The wee logo would just make here, you want to drink them anyway. Never mind.
Here, who come up with a that's class looking like it?
Me and my business partner, Sean, he's the brains behind it all. He helped do the design and stuff, and obviously, a lot of thought going into it. There's shamrocks in it. The only beer in the world with shamrock in it.
Is it? Is that right?
And the shamrocks which are in it are the same shamrocks that the President of Ireland gifts to the President of America every year.
Here. And see the Lagras, that's obviously a play on the word the lager, is it?
No, it's an anagram for lager, isn't it? So it spells lager, but in Irish it means with love.
Oh, so that spells lager.
Yeah.
With love.
Here, so obviously it's a new beer, Mick, but do you think soon you'll get you'll be looking to get drafts and tins and stuff like that?
Once you keep growing and it's worthwhile to go to that, then it will be very soon, yeah.
Give me one over. I want to try one there.
Here's there's some in the fridge or something.
Aye, you could have.
But here, anyone.
Get a wee zoom in the other.
Here, don't be opening it like me, mate. You may open that. Okay. Where's that later?
I'm a pro, mate. Don't worry. I'm a pro. Not my first rodeo.
Oh, one and done. One and done.
Here, show me up.
Or here, slant your son.
Slant your mate.
Love it, lads.
Oh, can I join you?
Why, mate, there.
Now, I'll be honest, folks, I don't normally drink beer. I'm a stout man, through and through. But this is good gear. Now, I don't like... The only one I would drink maybe is Harp or something. But this is the gear. Fuck Rockshore. Get this in me. That's tasty stuff.
Did you ever think of
it? I end up drinking a couple of these here.
Did you ever think of doing a stout? Or was it always...
No, it was always a gap in the market for it. You know, an Irish lager. Worldwide, there's not an Irish lager, is there, really? No, you've got Harp here, Rockshore is around the place, but it's not worldwide. There's name an Irish lager, which is worldwide. I find it very hard to name any. Yeah. If name one, if any.
Right enough.
You know what I mean? So we are a full on Irish brand, Irish lager, premium Irish lager, with Shamrocks in it, which has the ability to reach all around the world.
Because you do fancy, sometimes you go away on holiday and you'd be like, oh, I'm choking for a heart or something, or you can't get it, whereas you would be able to get them, man, if they're...
That's it, it's the taste of Ireland, the taste of home, you know what I mean? Oh, so
they're all over Ibiza too, aren't they?
Yeah, all over Spain.
I seen you, I was in Wacky Woo whenever, a couple of years ago, whenever you just...
We had them all out on the table, didn't we?
Oh, you sorted me over a couple as well.
Fuck, so it's been a couple of years.
2 years, isn't it?
3 years, 3 years in total. It's been in
a couple of hard competitors in there, remember, fucking the likes of Bud and... But
yeah, many actually
like Peroni, no Moretti. There's so much beers, but tell me an Irish lager, except Harp and Rockshore. Really, go ahead, name another one.
I don't know.
You drink lager?
But that's nice. It's light. It's not too heavy.
I'm not even just saying it. I mean, that's a nice beer. Like it is, right? And it's 4.5%.
Anybody drinks it says the same, and they're like, "I would actually buy it." No, you won't hear take one, and then they go, "I actually buy it." They're like, okay, we'll go bad.
Here, is it in, so in the West? Is it in most
It's
often?
In the West. It's in a Yum restaurant up in Andytown. The alcohol company and for the vein at the minute. I think there's a few more.
It's in the Sloan's, man. I had a ball in the
Sloan's. I seen the Sloan's as well. That's right, so it is.
It's in Wacky Woo. Is it Ocean Beach?
It's in Ocean Beach, but you can only get it when you're with a certain amount of people because they're not out of glass. So if you're with me or Sean, you'll get it
there. Well, we're away, Debbie. We're away 26. So you speak to Sean. Well,
Sean should be here, so get on there.
I will.
He'll be
I will.
He's representing.
I will get on him. And mate, the battle, like, the battle's fucking beautiful.
So already in the World Beer Awards, he won Best Lager in Ireland. We won gold for the Zane in the world and gold standard for the actual beer in the world. That's what's already won.
Because the logo's lethal, it's a Butler, that's fucking, it's Irish, it's got the shamrock, it's good writing, it's colourful. I would make you want to even just drink it to try it anyway to see, but I don't drink beer because it'd be too heavy and you'd be pissing like fuck, but you could drink that all night.
Do you mean
it's
you
no sweat.
To drink anything with?
But no, it's different. See if you're drinking spirits, you don't piss as much as you're drinking 10 beer or 12
that's
beer.
That's right, I need to say, McDerney and Thompson's lads, I need to tell him.
He owes the Thompson's bouncers an apology, and I told you I would have a word with this man.
Mac, I's fucking fully a fagger. Oh, I got put out and all.
Colin's birthday.
Fuck's sake.
What did you do?
I can't remember. This is an apology to the doorman, Thompson. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
I wasn't even with him. I'm working in voice notes.
Tell your
mate Gavin, he owes me an apology. And then we were
sorry for anyone. Fuck, but see the thing is, Mick. Like,
please don't
Mick's
tell me you
Mick's
stood there with you know how.
No, they're not.
Gavin from the Wooden Glass podcast.
But Mick, see, like, you obviously, like, you're a superstar, so you can't. Dick, you can't do nothing. So I've obviously like a couple of people start to know me now, and see when you get a couple of fags in the,
you can't get away.
I mean, you do get like people do like annoy you a bit, but see when you start to like argue, fuck me, mate. People messaging all and messaging our podcast page. I was like, holy fuck, what have I done? I woke up in the hours. I was like, Jesus Christ, I think I got fucked out of Thompson's, and then I was like. I was like, Jesus Christ, but that fagger, Mick, it's no good. It's as well we're not sitting here drinking a fucking the graph fagger.
Because
I'd have probably had the. No, you'd have put me.
You'd have been putting that sunbed in, or short of pink back
on. Oh, mate, so I need to stay off. I
so he's getting like recognised loads there?
Locally, yeah,
the kids
love him because the rapper. It's the older ones, like. Would know me because kids don't watch podcasts, let's be honest. Probably see
you're about 40, aren't you?
I'm 31, so we went up to CBS to do like a we were judging a talent show. When was it, 2 days ago or something? One of the die guards.
Not called CBS no more, is it? No.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job, you need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All Saints.
So we were judging it, mate. I had to speak in front of the whole fucking school. Or I can't do it, mate.
He can talk for Ireland then here, but see when there's a crowd, he was there.
Nah, listen, you're used to being on the mic and speaking in front of people. I hate public speaking. I can do it, but I hate it.
Mate, you do it.
I actually don't like it either. No. See, he didn't tell me that. He told the teachers that I was going to get up and do a rap, so I didn't know. I came in that morning, just sitting there, thinking I'm judging the talent show, and then your woman goes in front of the whole school. There's hundreds and hundreds of kids in the assembly hall, and Liambo's going to get up and do a performance. He's and like, I got, I'm a fuck, like, I didn't know.
I said, no,
I had to get up and just
where's Birdsy, by the way? He's been ringing me today.
So this is the thing, right? This is the thing.
That's your number.
Wait there, because
he said, no, wait there. One second. Yesterday. My phone just kept pinging. I don't get picked. Like, it was on my WhatsApp. And I clicked on. It said, like, 300 messages. And I clicked on, yeah.
Does he actually have your number?
He has my number, yeah.
Do you know what's mad? So, we'd be standing beside him, and he would text you. He'd follow on messages, like, have a good day and all. He's sitting right next to you.
Morning, everyone. How are you all day, right?
Messages.
So, he sent me him every day. And George Hughes gave him a number. But I says, Burnsy, knock that in the head. And they're like, 100-200 messages came through, and then he sent me this.
I had to send you them. I had to do December, January, February, March, and April, and May one, so mate, I had to get them all refixed again, so everybody knows where I'm standing, do you know what I mean? So I make a sound, but I had to get a really backup on my phone to get everything sorted again on my phone, so now you've got everything on your phone again, so I'm sorry about that once again, mate, on that happened.
So, see, the thing is, we do have him right here, Mick. So,
Birdie's alright.
He's on standby, to be honest with you.
He's literally he's in the bunny room.
He's just there. He's two doors up.
I swear to God.
So I'll leave it up to you if you want us to bring him up. I do think I'll break the internet. He's fucking been on about you for years. Have you ever met Burnsy?
I've known Burnsy years. Burnsy's 40 next year.
Oh, yes.
Burnsy's 30th. We got him a limo and took him out.
We're just taking
damage. Not damage, right away for it. Oh, and took him in the limo, and he was loving it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's the most well-known.
Yeah, he fell asleep on leave, you alright?
No.
I have so much time for him. I bring him out every, he rings me at 7 o'clock, right, get the child up, get him out, get him to school, and then get him home, get him to bed. It's like, for day, it's fucking 7 in the morning, mate. I need to wake up. I need to wake up. And he gets
he's skint there as well.
Your
band carrots.
Oh, you know he hasn't.
You're giving me lacrosse, why I'm giving them the Burnsy. Keep him sweet.
It's a win-win. But here, what was you showed me his TikTok account? He's fucking sick.
He's flying on.
I mean, I tell you, so he's hard. I don't know. He's but his, I did check his TikTok account, man. He was up to a grand or something. No, he's always in them legs. But he lost the account. So I was like, he's just basically lost the grand there, because I checked the account. He made a new account. Within 2 weeks, mate, I always say, go and check that account, because he's in the TikTok studio. Mate, he's up to 600 quid again. He doesn't have a bank account to take it out.
He just goes live and
but mate, see, people are doing that for a fucking job. Like, that's, I know. Are you on TikTok?
Someone runs my stuff for me.
You don't even, I would love something to do. Have me see my phone, I fucking hate it.
I don't have no notifications. When you open them, you can see all notifications, but I don't get no pings. I hate that.
Just see what's going on,
And my problem is, I have OCD where I have to open everything. So even if I don't want to open it, I still have to open it.
All right, because the way notification things are, I don't know what you mean.
Anything in my phone, there's nothing where it says one or four. Like Ram McLaughlin, who spoke with Ram. Ram's screenshot something sent at the end of the day, and his WhatsApp had 360 unread messages. It's what's wrong with you?
That's bad.
That's giving you OCD.
Stop that. Open the messages. Don't be ignorant.
My emails are that. I don't read any
emails. Are all clear.
I sent you a beat there, and then I'm flicking through, can't find it. Going, did you send that? And it's just in your spam or your junk, but it's easy way.
I need to ask you, what do you think of the rap scene here?
No, it's grown.
It is.
100%. He's taking it to the next level.
Legend.
He is, and I've told him he needs us to more solo songs. That's what, that's what we need from
him. I'm sorry to all my mates who have been doing raps with and features with, but see, for the next 6 months, I'm only doing them on my own. Sorry.
Do you want to?
No, I don't.
You have your finger in all the pies, mate. Do you want to jump into the rap scene?
I don't rap, no, not a chance.
I radio first, no sweat.
No, I tell you what, the clapback, the Kevy. That was unbelievable. Like, oh, that was unbelievable. Like, that was very good.
The fucking, you know, the K-hole split?
No, no, when he done his rap, clapping back towards the whole situation.
There was an old boy come into my work yesterday, and he's probably about 60, retired fireman. And he comes up and he goes, I seen your wee rap here. Somebody was getting it in that. I don't know who it was. He goes, but you give him the no Vaseline treatment. Goes, do you know no Vaseline? I went, obviously Ice Cube. And he goes, fucking here, I would hate to be whoever that was about. And he goes, here. Was it a bit? Anyway, if the shoe fits, mate, it's up to you. You know what I mean?
Is there peace now? Is,
well,
I think you've come around a bit.
I've come around. Like,
see, the thing is, McCavy's one of my best mates, right? Like, yeah. I grew up with him. And it's, I have to host the podcast for Sleece. And then they had that K-hole thing that was going on. And I do. January.
Some of the tunes were brilliant. They're really good.
I enjoyed it. But it's just, I'm based on loyalty. See, loyalty, it's very important to me. See, yes. If you do something, I find out about it, then I can't trust you. And then it's just, it's gone. I like to have people around me who I know is loyal or I can trust. And he's just not one of
them. But you can't deny the kick. For a play to Cavi, like he's fucking.
Listen, he's relentless.
I like people, like me, I was like, Cavi, you're rapping, you mad. But he's fucking. Well, see, he called him.
He's balls.
Here, mate, we were sitting in my front garden yesterday. Neighbours and I have never spoke to in my life were coming over into my garden taking pictures of him for them. Like, the kids love it. Like,
taught him everything he knows, big man.
But I said, see, the K Hole reunion might be bigger than the Beatles. But mate, it's on the up, and the Belfast accent goes with them wee dancing beats. That's the only way it works.
See, it's different. Even hear somebody from Bangor or something rapping there, it doesn't have the same ring to me or something. I don't know. It's not as good on the ears.
You heard Coley B?
Lurgan's famous.
Lurgan's famous. What are you guys doing?
You're a bastard.
I want to go back in time.
Give mobile phone technology, James Connolly.
He's the man, like.
We had him on this podcast. Fuck, that was a good episode. There was him, Burnsy, Graham, man.
That's what we like to do is sometimes just get two random people that might not even know each other and just sit with each other, because you just get stuff flowing that you would never even think would happen.
Here, I had this idea, right? So I want to do the Burns' brunch. So you're only allowed to do it if your surname is Burns, right? Mm. So there's me, Connor Burns, and your man Coley B. His name's Burns.
Oh, Colin Burns.
Right? And I wanted to go around restaurants, like with a proper 4K camera, like a documentary, go in, eat our food, and then rate the food, but make it into half an hour episode. And like,
it's not a bad idea, yeah, like.
I think people would eat it up. Like, I think we need one more Burns. I says the Burnsy. Who would be the fourth person? He goes, Lambo. I says, but his name's Martin. And he goes, well, just tell people his name's Burns. I was like,
fair enough.
That's stupid.
Fair enough. I'll be Lambo Burns. I feel after it. I want to go on the dinner.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But wouldn't that be good, Mark? That'd be good.
Would be funny, like.
I think when you just get people like
Burns, you'd be giving everybody 10 out of 10, so like,
I know.
Mate,
I
mean, he eats beans 1 out of 10. He's fucking.
He eats what?
His beans. He eats 1 out of 10.
No way, mate.
Swear to fuck, mate. You're out for fiber. He takes ages.
You'd be here all day.
I know. What about this big fight? He's fighting Roberto. Here
is he?
So we're doing like a working class versus Whiskey and White. So it's like Tyrone Tommy versus us. We have, so what's the fights?
Are you still fighting Tyrone Tommy?
We have fights.
I would if they want to. Like, let me
try. I would make a tag team, that would be funny. Like,
it would have to be like, me and him on the 1 AM.
No, like, one is with Tommy, one is with Tyrone. You with Tommy because Tommy's bigger, you with Tyrone.
That's a good shoot.
Or both us against Tommy and then both us against Tyrone.
No, but here, TV that's one. A good matchup. That's well matched. You should say that. I would do it. Like,
why?
But it would just be me and you going against each other.
Him and Tyrone versus you and Tommy.
It'd be mad tagging in.
Next time you're trying to start fucking.
But you have to fight the opposites.
Aye. So I have to fight Tommy.
You have to fight Tommy.
Let's go, big man. Yeah. Doing versus Shaw's Road.
So
let's go.
This is who we have. We'll have so Roberto and Burnsy. And do you know the big guy Crawford? He does all the food challenges on. He's fighting a guy called Fats. Sean Paul, SB, is fighting Cavi's wee mate Gary. He's a. But they're two boxers.
These the box, both of them, yeah.
They're fighting. They're the ones with your experience. Your wee man, Patsy. No, the one with the glasses on the podcast. He's fighting Sean Eyebrows Pratt. Who's the other one? Do you think a guy called Jody Lynch is
Jody Lynch
fighting?
Is fighting Foxy.
Jody, yeah. I'm Foxy, yeah.
They're fighting each other. But yeah, Mick, we need a judge if you want to ever.
What date is it?
The 17th of July.
Is it? It's a Saturday, no, 19th.
I'll be in Sheffield, mate. I'll be in training camp.
Is that what you train?
Sheffield.
I need to ask you, Mick, who is the biggest blue ticker in your phone book?
I wouldn't know. I have some.
Who's the biggest you could FaceTime right now?
I'm not FaceTime the
one. Ring Leon Edwards.
I could ring Leon easy, like, no problem. I was with him last night, wasn't I?
Were you?
With him last night. We were at the Sports Industry Award for Mudrix. They were up for the award, so I was there last night in London.
I mean, I love him, like. I'm a big fan of the UFC.
Big top guy, Leon. Top very guy.
Headshot.
He was in a beat up of his last year, wasn't he?
Well, I don't know, mate.
You weren't there, though.
I don't know. But here, if you're here next time I'm out in your army, you could make our paths cross. Like,
get him on the podcast.
That'd be good for us, mate. Look at us now. We're Shimmer McCann on the podcast. We've came a long way, mate. We've came a long way.
We're doing well. Like,
we are, right, mate. And now all our guests get to enjoy the best beer on the fucking road. Every courtesy of West Belfast Venice, Mick Hanlon.
I watched your last fight, Mick. It was very good. Good performance as well.
Listen, it was the first one back in over 16 months. Yeah. Longest ever been
in a way out for a way.
400 and odd days.
Longest I've ever been
in a row. I think whenever you fight, the whole of the fucking country be on watching. I know,
because it was on. It was on Channel 5, and their max viewers for their show before was like 1.5 million. When I thought it was 2.4, and then I walked in, next day I came back, I was in Sainsbury's, and someone goes, you had the whole West Belfast on watching Channel 5 last night, and you go, happy days.
Well, literally, because we were trying to get on, we were going, is it on Dazn or is it on, it's on Channel 5, it's going, Channel 5, do boxing.
Like,
even Tyrone as well. Tyrone was a good performance. I enjoy watching his fight. He can take a dig like a champion too.
You couldn't act toward over a hammer. He's a gentleman too. He's a real nice guy.
I know Tyrone and Tommy years. Like,
I only know them podcasting. And because we're two better looking Westies.
I've always been a fan of boxing, especially Irish boxers. I would always kind of follow him. Remember you in the fucking Olympics when I was about 10. Well,
what age you've been in? 2016
was it? No, but you, it was one there before 2016. No,
2016 was that one.
Oh, 2012 was the other one.
2012.
I remember that one. I was down, my dad lives down in Tralee, down in Kerry, and I remember being down his house for the summer and watching it. And he had you on, and Katie Taylor and Paddy Barnes and all was on, because he's obviously from Belfast, but he lives down there. And I remember being a kid, fucking just obsessed, just wanting all used to win because you were from Ireland, know what I mean? It's mad, like,
but then it sounds brilliant, like. It's probably dying off a little bit.
It's one thing I will say, like, it has to be the most corrupt. It is the corrupt sport.
You get shafted big time. Proper, like, corruption. I was wet. I remember last night I was in work. I was in the Royal work, and I can remember it.
Your best way you could have handled it ever. Does 100%. Fuck you.
Do you know why I got, like,
that TV says go back now and change and get the gold medal, or stay, like, with that and see where your career would have went? I stay with that.
100%.
That made me, like, a superstar overnight. Well, I was like 15,000 on Instagram within like 3 hours, on 90,000, then up to like 100 and something. Twitter was the same, shot right up. Everything shot right up. I was doing interviews with CNN in the middle of like a favela place in Brazil.
Valix?
Aye, because that's where it was in Rio.
What? And, are we in the favelas? Aye.
No, like it was brought in the car, and also it was like in like the favelas were all surrounding us, but it was like a wee studio they had.
Yeah.
And it was like overlooking Brazil.
I'd love to go to Brazil, like.
And they wanted me to talk about corruption and all. Like, I called out Putin and all.
That's what I was going to say, thing. Mate. So did anything ever come from that?
The Russian mafia.
He tweeted Putin and I got tweeted all sorts of retweets.
And nah, it's most ever retweeted and most ever favourite tweet.
Do you think he's seen it? Oh, I
probably did. Listen, I don't care if he's seen it. Other Russians seen it, though.
Right? you don't know who's yeah. fucking the big
like, guy.
I swear to God. All made you bump in the end, boys. You're fucking
like. After that one, after doing that, I shit myself. Because I was like, anywhere I'm going, like, there's Russians here. I gotta fucking keep a distance to me. Because yes. You want someone to stick a wee pen, you get saying that, and you know when you're dead.
What the fuck like, technology end, boys have?
Thankfully, nothing happened.
Yet.
Fuck's sake, don't put that back on me.
Are you from Cavendish Street? Is that where you
Cavendish
live?
Cavendish Street,
Where the mural is and all. I used to work in the hats. Fucking
oh, did you?
But
I lived in that street.
I seen your wee man, Ben, got to you the other day.
Oh, wee Ben, he asked me, reached out to me, and I said, no problem.
For a pity, I'm
not going to nah, but listen, he's a good kid. Someone trying to make something of themselves and do something, I'm all for it, especially when you come from these years. I'm all for it. Do yeah. anything you can to try and up yourself and upgrade yourself to a different level.
And you know what it's like living there, and you know what it's like growing up here.
We should have earlier, man. Fuck's sake.
Like, no, but
you gotta help, especially the young kids.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I see our kid, mate. He shares all our podcast stuff. He really does.
Shout out to Ben.
He does. Like he's there every Monday.
I'll be honest. He's a kid. I watched some of his stuff. I was like, no, I'll help him out. But then I clicked on the messages. He was posting all my stuff like, every time I think, let's go, Mike. And I was like, fair play. Yeah. You support me, I'm supporting him.
You have to, man, exactly. Yeah. That's what it's all about. And the younger generation is the people that are support you the most. Like, yeah. Even I've found out with the raps, I used to try and make my raps thinking it's like all rappers listening to it, but now I'm changing it because it's all kids listening to it. You have yeah. to kind of change the narrative. You don't want to be putting out a message that somebody might run away with and do something stupid. You want to be putting out something 100%. Good, you know what I mean? So I know where you're coming from, but it was good to see just like, because he's been messaging loads of people and I've seen him doing me interviews. I'm actually meant to do one here on Sunday, but it was good to see somebody like yourself going on and doing a film, you know what I mean? That's a good turn.
Nah, like, as fair play. From the era, you gotta help them out. And that's the generation now, by the way, like all that interview and stuff. He's getting ahead of the curve because the generation coming now, in my opinion, with all this social stuff,
it's
different. Like, I'm glad I grew up when I grew up because there was none of that shit. You're out in the street. I would have been out from very young. I would have been out till 10 o'clock at night, like just out all day.
Till the street lights
are coming on or something like that. But you're out all day.
Kids these days, I feel like they deserve to experience that too, but they just don't know about it, so they'll never go out and do it.
Screens is my
child. Like, I can't watch a film or me. He can only stick shorts. You know, try and put a film on. You get 5 minutes of him, he's away. He's like, I can't watch it. And then
you see, that's a good thing for what you got to do when you're doing the podcast. Make everything short. As short as you possibly can, because you're going to get more people watching it. Yeah. More younger ones watching it.
But even as you said, I struggle to watch films and all that because I'd be at it too. Like, you know, not so much on TikTok, but YouTube shorts. I always be on YouTube watching films.
I'm a TikTok man.
See, sitting trying to sit down and actually, I don't know the last time I sit down and watch a film, probably in the cinema or something.
I love it. Mick, but see, like, obviously you came from West Belfast, you're from Beachmouth. Like, see, just to get to where you are now, I'm here, like, do you ever look back and go, fuck me, look hard, because you're absolutely massive. Do you ever look back and go, fuck me, look where I came from and look where I am?
I don't look back now because I'm still in my career. I'm not going to look back and dwell and go there. But I look back and see the path I could have went down.
Yeah.
And where it would have left me. I wouldn't be in the position I am. All I done was, I would have been out messing about, doing things you shouldn't be doing. Especially from these 11, 16, mixing up different stuff, which not drink, fucking drugs.
That happens, mate. That happens.
But one thing I always made sure was I was still in training. So, like, I'd be out, I'd have a drink and all that there, probably be tipsy. And because my father was a coach, I would go to the gym and just be able to hate it, train, then go back out. And then, obviously, I always had to be in like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. But I was still getting up to mischief in between.
Were you never shitting yourself getting into training, or you think your dad might fucking go, like, click on or something? You're...
I'm down here.
Yeah, like, it was, sure, when you have a few drinks, you're like, you have that.
Oh, you've balls to burn, yeah, don't you? Burn,
like, see, as well, Mick, back then, you didn't know you were going to be as big as you are. So, like,
no, I always knew I was going to be more like a boxer. I remember in school in Corpus.
I went to Corpus. Mr. Trainer, was he your form teacher?
I think he was at one stage. But I remember one of the teachers saying to me, like, no, you need to actually work, like, in school here, because you need grades. I says, I don't need grades, I'm going to be a boxer. And they probably thought I was a dickhead at the time, like, but that's exactly what I done. I know I'm schooling grades and stuff. I probably didn't do great, but I'm much smarter for sticking to what I wanted to do and getting to where I wanted to get to. But if I had to put my knowledge into that, or my focus, sorry, into that, I'd have used everything if I wanted. But
that's just, not I was where just your focus was.
My focus is boxed.
But you're a businessman too now, mate. You're fucking the nicest boy on the road.
When we were talking to the kids the other day, and the All Saints too, but it's, when I went to school, there were, you need to stay on in sixth year and get, go to uni and all this year. And I always wanted to be a barber. I was like, nah, I don't. I'm going to be a barber. I'm leaving the fifth year. My ma forced me to stay on. Got fucking couple of qualifications and then just went to be a barber anyway. So it was like a wasted damn 2 years even staying on school. So when I talk to my wee bro or any kids younger than me, I'd be like, go and get a trade straight away. Because you're quicker to make money.
I stayed on, but then I went and got a trade. I had a level 2 MVQ in tailing. But I just knew it was never for me. Like,
geez, mate.
You wouldn't tail your own house,
not a chance. I was terrible. I only passed because of boxing, because I was away all the time. This is, go on.
He's alright. He's doing
alright. Mixie, back in, were you beating everyone back in? Or?
From when I was a kid, like my first year, like boy one, like turning like 10, 11, I won everything. Then I thought it was better than what it was. Second year, won everything, lost in the Ireland final. Third year, same thing. Fourth year, same thing. Fifth year, won the Ireland title again. Won everything, won the Ireland title again. Then, like, it wasn't until I got on the senior team. I didn't get on to any Ireland teams underage. I was always just, like, you know, winning. But I was too late. Like, when I was 11, I was, what, 25 kilo? 25 kilo. My first fight was 25 kilo.
Serious?
I was always too late to get on the international teams. But, once I got on the senior team, it just started to take off. Yeah.
What kg would you be when you fight now?
57.
57. Mate, like, looking at you now, I'm like,
you're probably about fucking 50.
I'm five foot three.
What do you weigh right now?
I think I'm about fucking 69 kilo. But like, looking at you now, you're definitely heavier than me. Like,
you think
probably are.
There's people that you would like, it's weird. Some people would be taller and bigger than you, and you would weigh more than them. The scales are weird. So if you weigh yourself in the morning and you weigh yourself at night, you're fucking two different weights. You know what I mean? It's fucked up. Like,
so would you constantly, Mick, just being a dad?
I'm not a dad. I'm starting training camp. I'm not going to a dad, but like when I'm ready camp, I don't overly eat anyway. I'm quite good with my food. When I turn pro, and even in the amateurs and stuff, because you're always making weight. Yeah, it was bad with food. You get
bare minimum.
Like, just like when I'm out of camp, eating loads of shit, eating chocolate. When I'm in camp, trying not to eat chocolate, but it's very hard not to eat chocolate. Yeah. So I was doing that there. Like, see now, like, I have my own sports nutrition, my own like S&C and all that there.
So they keep you right.
They keep me right, but. When we were on the Ireland team, we had that, especially the nutritionist. I never listened to her because I just thought she was full shape. I done it the old school way, like where you just put sweatsuits on. Like for the 2012 Olympics, when I got bronze, my dad, the cut weight before sparring, was a tin of Red Bull and Mars bar.
Jamie Fardy, man.
Tin of Red Bull and Mars.
Tin of Red Bull.
Because I was going 250 mils about. Less than 0.3 of a gram, you're going, okay, I'm good there. I'm only putting on like 0.3 of a kilo most of the time here when I'm doing it there. I'm not putting loads of weight on. I can go train, do my sweat, cut my weight, then go back, eat some more shit rather than going. I never really understood when I was younger, like the calories. I said, nah, I'm doing the old school way with all the old fitters now, just live in sweatsuit. Yeah. Which is not good for your health, like.
Nah. So did you ever see the way Paddy Pimble used to do it?
He still does it that way. His nutrition
is like fuck, is it?
We have the same.
Have you ever met Paddy?
Nah, I've never met him, no.
He's a legend, like. Paddy's a guy, like.
Scousers. The way he did
that, like 100%,
that was something else. That was such a fake.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
It's good. It
good was favorite good, boxing,
good,
wasn't it?
A good scrap to watch. Like, technically, ways probably not the best.
Aye.
But for entertainment.
Entertainment, no, aye, definitely.
Would you watch much UFC, Mick?
Mate, I don't watch much sport.
Do you not?
Nah.
He's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur.
Here, see when you're obviously if you're cutting weight or say you're training for a fight, like see if I'm in work all day and I've only had like one race, but when I'm running about hangry, you know, because you're starving, like see, would you never get like where you're in a bad mood because it's fucking all you time. Just want to eat all the time. Oh, like, that would do my head.
That's like, I'm not too bad, but when I was like in the amateurs, well, like I just couldn't be around me like when I'm making weight because I'm just gonna tell you to fuck off, like.
Yeah,
like all the time, like Paddy Barnes worse than me.
So I've seen him talking about it though.
He's worse than me, like, but like it's just hard to be around because you're just grumpy and you see someone like drinking some, like you're a cunt.
Oh, I put you in a bad mood. Oh, fuck you, like, I get that.
And not in a bad mood, you're just going, why are you doing that in front of me?
And it's disrespect. They probably don't even mean that they're doing it, but you're just taking it that way.
Taking a drink of water, why are you doing that?
Yeah,
and then even if someone eating something, but when I turned pro and I was making weight. I was obviously fitting in America a lot, and then whoever's with my team, I would have made sure come out with me. I want to watch his eat.
Fuck it, me, I swear to God. Bad.
So I was making weight, and I was going, I just want to see, let me see the food, go eat it there. Yeah. What's that like? It's nice. And then, like,
questioning them and all.
I lived in LA for a year, and it was donut day in LA. I drove around every donut shop. I made my missus just eat donuts so I could see what they were like.
Just smell them all. Just
look at them.
That would do my boxing, but
she didn't eat them all. Like, she was just taking a bite of one and go,
that's lovely. That's lovely, that one. That's nice. That third one was the
so, what would be your wee go to thing once you're out of camp?
Pizza's god. Like,
I had a pizza last night, Pizza Place Nandoon. Fucking
Pizza Place Nandoon's my go to. That's my low. That's I swear about Pizza Place Nandoon. Where would you be your best one, Belfast?
Ooh, that's hard.
There's loads of good ones, like.
There is.
Can we get a sponsorship by this, Mick?
Goodfellas, I love Goodfellas, but I've never really.
Goodfellas has always been good, but like the last few times I went, it just didn't seem the same. And then I got a take out of it, and it wasn't
right. Take outs are never the same, though.
No, yeah,
and they never answer the phone. See, trying to get a hold of him and saw Goodfellas.
Little Italy's always good for me.
Turn around, big son. Turn around.
He's always.
Oh, really?
He's worn a t-shirt, look, this t-shirt.
Last year, year and a half ago, you probably know the girl, remember, worked at the front of the girls. She left as well.
Did she? Is the food still the same? Or is the pizzas?
What do you think, Mick?
I haven't been there in a while. Like,
no, I will.
I haven't been away. Don't do but chips? It is
nice. Don't do... I get charged like 7 quid for a chip cut.
Because they know what they're at. They know you're going to come here looking at the chips.
It's swell, isn't it?
What about flute? Have you tried flute?
I haven't tried it. I'm
Mick, I thought you owned that shop on the Grand Road.
No, I'm
not. Hello, Mick Conlon.
It's nothing to me.
That was you.
It's an Ernie Mick Conlon. His name, his second is spelled different.
Was it?
So he just played off the name. Fair play. We respect it. But you wouldn't believe how much people mess me. I was in a shop and we go, man, oh, your chippy's lovely. It's not mine. It's not mine. It's nothing to do with me. Jesus. I want paid from this. You know what I mean? Like, I should copyright the name.
Yeah, that's a good marketing strategy. Yeah.
Is it nice?
He used to own Raffles.
Was that not changed in McConnell's as well? No.
So Hank Raffle.
Oh, really?
Hank Raffle gave it to Mick, and there's a new guy has it, but he's opened his own shop. Apparently, it's nice, so chicken burgers are nice, mate.
Is that what you got?
I'm just picking it up, mate, because he'd probably be watching.
You want a free chicken burger?
You want a free chicken burger?
Nando's. That's all I'm saying. Can't go past it.
The Burnsville? Have you texted him?
No.
He's in the slums. Wait, for me, it's like you
wouldn't believe how much people mess me. So I'm going, I don't write things down. Loads of shit. You know what I mean? A boxer after all, you get punched in the head, your memory goes a bit.
But like for me, message, like you're a superstar. You know what I mean? So I was like, I don't want to bust your balls, and I don't want to overstep my mark. I was like, you coming on the podcast is massive for us. Yeah. I know we are doing very well, but like, to have someone like yourself just sitting talking to us, it's amazing for us. So I appreciate you coming on.
Oh, I know.
But I do know the people of fucking Belfast and the North, they would love to see you two together.
Get them in.
Maybe we'll get them on.
One of us, the right move.
An old Mac here, career here.
You look more nervous now than you did when I for a fight.
There he is. Oh,
look at the beer. What's
happening? All good.
Oh, it's hot now.
You on the beer?
Yeah, right, sit down. There's your mic, or?
What's happening, big boy? All good, man.
Where's he going?
Good to be here. Take a seat, come in.
John fixed his mic up and said his mouth.
Can you come to this fight now, or?
Where is it?
And then came to July.
Sadly, we weren't training camp. I had to watch it live on stream.
So we actually are getting the live stream, so it is.
Get the live stream up. I'll be watching it.
Are you going to come in this next time so catchy?
How are you going to do him?
No,
when you do the Roberto, that's your.
No, I'm going to fucking kill him because I have no ambulance. Helicopter on
stop. Here, I says to him the other day, and I tell you can mix it in here front of you. I says, mix a celebrity, what do you say?
He's not a celebrity like me.
I'm not. He's different.
OG.
He's different.
OG. He's not.
Would you fancy your chances against Mick?
I called him out on YouTube.
I laughed it. I didn't want to. Oh, Bernsie, you got fans. Jesus Christ.
Fuck me.
Get to my head and it's turning me to stand.
Fuck hell. Big fucking shovel hands just with bum closed.
I won't fit you, Bernsie. Like, I'm telling you, if you hit me, yeah, I'll be sore.
Fuck me, you're getting stronger, boy.
You still on the weights?
I'm training my D-Wells and all, and these are heel now. And what?
Fuck me.
Natasha Louise. What's it? Have you seen our tracksuits?
No.
Oh, well, you're going to love this.
Can you get me one?
No, it's only the team's getting it.
Oh, that's weird.
Would you not get asked Mick what he's saying you to his team? Aren't
you? See.
I've got his enemy, though.
You see?
Oh, charity boy.
I've got your enemy. Oh, hell, Bernsie, are they too?
Jared Hugh says he's coming for you, Bernsie.
I have to pay
you. Jared wants to make peace.
Oh, I dare on. I wouldn't take
action. No, he fights for Mick, doesn't he?
Fights for me.
You're going to have to show this
out. You got him saying to me.
Sure, here.
You got him saying to me.
Here, Rion Farrell beat the logs out of him.
No, but I thought you were his mate.
No, what happened? Sure, he's on thinking about me on Sean McCombs.
What did he say?
Podcast.
What
was today?
What did he say, Bernsie?
Tell Mick what happened to you today. What did the cops do?
Oh, the cops got me. Pull me in, come down the Cave Hill Road. The sirens on, we're speeding, Nick. Pull me in, says one of the people, he hears me out dead on.
This folk way?
Did you get lifted?
One of the passengers tried to smirk, and he hears me out dead on. So, I was waiting in the back, come to get me in their car, so next minute, the B&B girl came, got my man, and says, we have your B-lad and our thing, to try and calm him down. So,
Bernsie, did you fall asleep on Levy all night?
No, it was last week. I'm back to sleep.
Did he?
How'd you fall asleep, big man?
On my bed in the bedroom, just and I got there out late because Mom was talking rubbish on it, and then next time I just breath. Out late. Next time I woke up and back to she got a uni center. Here's me, oh, you're there.
Have you been getting any more hassle off them kids with a mask on or anything?
No. Nah, not really.
Good, because we've done that video, remember?
Bernsie, you text me saying you were saying.
Bernsie, what's uni?
It's like £500 that come out of somebody's pocket.
You're joking me. You earn some money. See
on TikTok. See on TikTok.
You're TikTok famous.
See George.
I'll speak to my.
No, listen. George,
you're gonna have to have a word.
George is getting. George is getting some.
Oh, no, George. George wouldn't have done
that. Do you want to taste one of his beers?
Oh, give us one of his beers.
You've had one already, haven't you?
What? I'm tasting it. Let's go, people. The McCallum boys in the building.
Yep.
The legend's in the building.
Bernsie, here. I was on the phone.
Here, the zone. Do you zone McCallum now? Sure you don't.
Here, Matthew was cracking up earlier on. You hung up a phone on him.
Can your phone do this?
No.
See you.
he was asking you he wanted me to ask you an important question. So why can a man living in Brooklyn not be buried in New York?
Because you won't get cremation over there.
That's a good answer. Fair enough, because you can get burned in the cremation thing. I know, that's a good answer.
But you can go to the Roseanne here as well.
You're not wrong.
And get cremated.
Roseanne's there.
Here, or you can get buried.
Mark, did you see, he says, the sheep, where is he, get pig?
Well, I was trying to help you out.
I know, but he was telling.
Oh, I seen you were saying on the podcast, you freaking idiot.
I was trying to back you up. I know. For fuck's sake.
My nephew's sending me a day, my husband here. My nephew, Darren Burns, he was sending me a day. But he says, the Rainbow Slice loves you.
I do.
He went like out there. No, like, what is Connor Burns saying here? Here's me, you better not be. Rainbow Slice better not be texting me and saying things.
No,
I would be behind my back, so I go through him like a shark.
You know, I have your back. I will man, get on your pad, say Burnsy.
But no, see my nephew. I love my nephew the best. But as soon as he's telling me, you were saying the day, here's me. You better not be texting him.
No, I don't even know your nephew.
Burnsy, see if you could give Mick any
advice
for his next fight. What?
Just step up. Guys, go away now.
Go ahead.
John, get the away from my door. John, close the shutter right down. I don't want the emmets in here.
Just go and put it right
down. Put the shutter down.
Yeah, so give... I mean, that's what happens when you have two superstars in a building.
The kids standing outside McDonald's restaurant. They fucking come up with hoods and face masks on, and the mas and dads don't give a fuck about them.
Burnsies, if you're giving Mick any...
See you, right, Mick. I would turn and say to his wife, right, come here, love. Come on over here. We Conor Burns will look after you more than him, not him going cash house out. And don't catch you. You want fair play to your son. You got the IBO. Now you're on to the WBA and the IBF. Now you're on that. And then, seeing that comes that, WBC's next. You push on that, son. You're so, like Katie Taylor over, son. Keep it going, kid.
Burns, I've seen you.
World champion as it is, I don't catch you all the way, kid.
You're saying the same at Conor
there? I've seen your fight Paddy Walsh, the first one. Or the second one.
I beat him.
He won the second one?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
What one did he do the body shot?
I him.
No, he got your body shot, though?
No, he was only pretending. The next man I went for him.
No, because remember...
Did you not drop?
No, he lost. He lost. And no. Ian McGill put his hand
I hit the ropes. I hit the ropes and then got back up again. And the referee just went, no, get up again and just hit him back.
Ian McGill said, Paddy won.
No, and it wasn't Ian McGill. It was the other ref. It was Darren Corbett's uncle.
Aye, it was one of the Corbett's, was it? It was one of the Corbett's, you're right. And then you tried to attack him, didn't you?
It was Paddy Graham.
You took him?
No, you attacked Corbett as well.
Darren Corbett.
Darren Corbett. He hit the refs, Burnsy.
But see, Paddy Graham and Darren Corbett, you don't understand with me, man.
Burnsy, see Mick's next fight.
See between me and Jared Healy, right? Me and Jared Healy were messed about something shocking. Next one, I hit Paddy Graham, big thing in the chest.
Why?
I hit him for indignant chest.
What did he say after?
Oh, he went over to me and all. He was, me and watching. He's me, get away now. Next minute, he raised John Healy's hand up. Here's me, you got the wrong arm, mate. I took a hump out the park. And next minute, Paddy Graham went out to the back of the ambulance, you know, to get his chest checked.
Have you ever been in the back of an ambulance?
No, never.
No tubes down your frozen nope. Naga?
But see, this one comes with Roberto. Oh, here straight away. Roberto, pancake face and rubber nose Lucy.
But he can put him in your corner.
The Northern ambulance helicopter's on standby, so is a normal ambulance.
I'm doing your corner, Burnsy.
Here, Mick.
Dave Welch's and Bruno Bananas.
Do you think knows you, Burnsy's?
100%.
Do you?
He does. Everyone knows Burnsy.
You have to.
In the boxing world, do they?
Burnsy fell at me for a few years.
Mate. But he's come around, I says, Mick.
He hated me forever.
What'd you fall out with Mick for?
We won an age fight one night. And they promised me ESPN and Sky Sports was doing interviews with me and sat and lied.
I didn't lie.
And you need to tell the truth. Don't sit and lie.
I didn't.
Mate, tell the truth. Don't sit and lie and tell the devil. Just tell the truth to the people that are out there.
Burns, it didn't happen.
Yes, it did
Sky
happen.
Sports and dancing. He could sort the interview.
See the zone. See, I want the zone to come watch me. Come and watch me. If you want to do interviews with me, do it right now. Instead of going to other faders.
Well, listen, see for the event in the Dadney's the 17th of July. We'll try and get
it's
a couple of
reporters. 19th of July. You got that one wrong.
It's the 17th.
It's the 19th.
You get told, you get struck
they by. Told me it was the 17th.
No, 19th of July and the 1st of July. Yeah,
sorry,
tickets out.
You got me, mate.
With my face on them.
Yeah. So you fancy your chances of taking home the belt that night then?
See, when I get these belt, I tell you what, Roberto's not going to see daylight.
No, I think you need to...
What?
I think you need to... Re- rematch Paddy Barnes for the North Belfast title.
Aye, you need to do a trilogy. No, the trilogy's
well finished.
There has to be a trilogy fit. You can't just have two. You need to get
three. Paddy's the original pancake face, isn't he?
But Paddy's my mate, because mine, you know what I mean? Could
you say, see the way you say pancake face and rubber nose, and you can say it off the tongue, could you say my name and his name all one after each other?
Yeah.
Without getting tongue tied? Go ahead.
Mick pancake face and rubber nose Cullen, Gavin pancake face and rubber nose
Burns,
and then Nemo Slice pancake face and rubber nose
Slice.
Yes. And then John Boy pancake face and rubber nose.
Hey! Yeah!
Go on, this song.
Yeah. Told you it's all in the one.
I seen you. I remember you beat Bounty here a couple of weeks ago. I was doing watching.
Oh, here's and I put Bounty to sleep.
He took you there, ground to double it.
But Bounty's my mate. Like I still love the film, no matter what.
Here he hit you a couple of days.
Oh, why we're friends? But here, see his wife sitting.
What happened?
Bounty's missus. See now he put him down. Right, his missus is sitting videoing me and him, and the next one I says, "What's your husband going now?"
Oh, Jesus.
Here's me the ambulance out the back waiting for him.
Fucking hell.
But here, I'll have to say, that was one of the only times I've seen you under pressure. He looked like he was hitting you a good couple of digs.
No, he didn't. He didn't even touch me, any part of me. I went for him. No, that was Sting. That was different feet you watched.
No,
that was the thing. One that was a fucking the.
He double legged you.
No, that wasn't him. That was somebody else had done that before that.
Sorry.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up. Even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I must have got mixed up, mate.
And who was it?
Lindsay, did you watch Mick's last fight?
Yeah.
What did you think of him?
He was outclassed. He was outclassed.
Oh, won my last
one.
He won.
I know, but...
This will be good to fight.
I don't disrespect Michael. But Miguel went through a hard time with the judges at the Olympics and all, and they give her the finger signs, and they shouldn't have given finger signs.
Why?
To the judges, it was wrong.
But they were wrong.
They're wrong. But you've been right, but you shouldn't have given the fingers on the camera.
Fair enough.
I'm not being disrespectful to you. I'm telling you the truth. Don't give finger signs ever again to any camera. Because see, them, they can report you within seconds. And I'm not joking, you son.
A click was loud, Burns. They're deaf me at one. Jesus.
Practicing your tricks, deaf, son.
No, I would never hurt you, but I'm just letting you know. Don't give finger signs on a camera, because they're going to get you.
No, Burns.
No, I'm letting you know. See you next time if you're fighting. Don't say this. Don't say that to your.
Do that.
Just do that. Just mail at them and tell them they're not there. Just mail at them.
Kill them or
Kenneth? Let them kill because it's Kenneth's tongue. Okay. Because they'll go. Oh, did Burnsy put that up to him? Yeah. So it did. I'm off. Jealousy? Jealousy's eating him. And I'm telling you that now.
Fucking right, Burnsy.
Jealousy's a terrible thing. You get a lot of haters.
It's not nice for Miguel, right? It's not nice. People do take a piss out of Miguel at times. And I keep watching his page, right? I keep watching his page on TikTok and Facebook.
Right.
And it's not nice what people do on him.
What do they do on him?
You all think you all know Mick Cullen. And my Nicole and all who's around about the guy's babies.
Right.
And I don't like people taking advantage of this poor fella. It's not nice for any sort of people making an agent of McCallum.
100%.
And I'm not sitting down on the Patreon page. I'm not sitting down on the YouTube channel. I'm just telling you that now. Michael is the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life, guys.
If you seen anybody disrespecting him, what would you do?
I would back him up 110%. Good no man. Matter what.
I've seen you fight, Burns.
I tell you what, see moment. You out in the street, you don't want to mess with me. I go from behind.
Oof.
I go from behind.
I know a couple of fellas what made that. I know a couple of fellas what made that.
You're a dirty fighter.
If I'm about to go for him, walking out the door, I would kill.
Yeah.
I spoke to him on the FaceTime right or wrong.
Yeah.
And George Hughes.
You don't
want to
lose your boxing.
George Hughes promised me a ticket and satellite and promised me I was in his corner with a tap and all satellite again. And next morning I walked home from the Odyssey at 8 o'clock at night. On live on TikTok crying. And next morning everybody shouted out. To my mind, Dad says, no, this is wrong.
That's not all.
I spoke to Jared. Do you know there was a ticket on your name? It wasn't for the backstage, but you had a ticket to get into the arena. He actually did leave one.
He did.
And because we asked the guys, I was in training.
I know.
And he FaceTimed me. And I was trying to watch the fight. I have to walk out with Jared. Is Jared walking out now? And then he asked me to speak to the security. I spoke to him. But he was trying to get backstage. But there was a ticket there for you. Jared actually did want you there.
He did.
There must have just been an old mix-up.
Are you sure you got the right name?
I've reported this whole TikTok page. Got his picture not taken down off his TikTok. He's no more TikTok. He's no more Facebook. I've reported the whole TikTok account.
You see he's got big TikTok mates now as well.
Oh, I've got Sherlock Olive.
Do you see Jared does? He's got all these big TikTokers, all his friends and all now.
Oh, I did.
From down in Dublin, promise you.
My friend down there? Gary Taylor's more close to me though.
You know he's doing YouTube videos all now, Jared? Swear to God.
You
need to get back on board.
Sean McCombe and Dave McCombe and Barry Barnes and Caelan Conway and everybody else in the team.
Fair enough.
The public nuisance. He thinks he loves himself. He's been beaten enough as it is, like Tommy McCarthy and John McKenna. They're all finished. Every last one of these are finished. These are gone. Gone with the wind.
Are you the future?
I'm coming up now, I will hurt somebody. And I don't care. I will smash somebody's head off the ground.
Roberto?
See, now.
You know Roberto Armez, though.
What?
He's your friend, though.
See, walking to work. I went that turn 7:30 in the morning. Until 2 p.m, walking back down in the markets again.
He drives him to work every day, Mac.
But you're meeting him, aren't you?
But see, now he punched him outside of his work now. Did you not see the video? Trust me, you didn't see this.
Yeah, Mac was saying I got you a limo. Did the
birthday? Remember? Your 30th birthday, we got you a limo.
Oh, that's right.
What was that like? Your 30th, Burnsy? Can you remember it? Or were you too black?
Oh, Jesus.
No, we didn't see the slow motion, we didn't see. We didn't see the contour right out, we didn't see. Oh. Over right hand.
Bertie, right, I want to ask you this. I want you to taste Mick's beer and I want you to give his... I want you to taste his beer and give us an honest opinion. Go ahead.
10 out of 10.
Love it,
Bertie. 10 out of 10. Guys, it's called
Le Gras.
It's great. Best bottles you'll ever get in your life. Mick Holland sponsored them. Let me tell you, the guy deserves to be in this Patreon page and Facebook page. So get following, guys, on our TikTok page and Facebook page.
Your phone burns it.
So, guys, Le Gras. And I want you all to taste this. Get the beers in now. You'll taste this, guys, no matter what. It's on our Patreon page, the YouTube channel, and I want to welcome the guy of Mick Cullen back into our business page. Get him in every week.
What does it taste
get
like?
Get to know him. Here, please do not disrespect Mick Cullen coming into this Patreon page on our YouTube channel. So if anybody's coming in with nasty comments, we'll be getting blocked on our YouTube channel. And you should be getting bananas on TikTok page, so don't be coming into our pages without consent. I'm telling you that now. So parents, don't let your kids under the age of wee lads, like 15, 16 and 14 year olds, don't let them on their phones. Take the phones off them. Confiscate them and don't let them have TikTok, Snapchat, WhatsApp, because they're arranging feds on social media and it's not happening my watch no more. It needs to stop.
Sling your hooks.
Burns, you know my favourite, this guy said it before, my favourite voice note.
Oh, don't even say it.
They make sense. Served you right.
Yeah. They could send around every now and again.
He's very quick with it, but he just turned around and go, what's happening?
Convinced me yesterday there was a fucking red car in my street smashed up. And I said, what? I asked my neighbours, what happened down there? No one knew what the fuck happened to the red car. There was no red car. You just made that up.
No, there was at the bottom of your street.
The voice note. No, I always remember it. As all says is a horny man. That's all I'll say. A very horny man.
She got blonde hair.
Sheesh.
We'll cut it out, but do you remember that one?
Don't even say it.
See, the one I was surprised at for me was the one where you go, can you remember that one? I promise you, Pinky, promise you.
B-Man on the Shankle has all my videos on his page.
Ulster something?
The Ulster.
Here's Pete. Did he still follow me?
It's a fake account, Dad.
Oh, that's right. Thanks.
Yeah, tell Mick, how many slabs follow you? Because they all follow me.
Sure, Cole, Wayne Rooney, Colleen Rooney, David Beckham, Victoria Beckham, Romeo Beckham.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And your man, Rocky. He's been the TV thing. He's following me, and so is your man, The Rock. Does a WWE.
Really, huh?
Oh, what?
Here they all follow Mick as well.
They don't follow him like I do.
He's
big. Here, see Katie Taylor and her dad. Oh, they're my biggest supporters.
Got it.
From down Maxwood.
Have you trained with them?
See, her dad used to be his coach of the boxing with him on the big beard, remember? But I can't say the thing on the Patreon page. The the guy that Mick Callum was training with, he was a gentleman, but I can't say his colour, but he's a nicest guy, but...
Oh, the Pakistani guy, H?
That guy there, with a big long beard and having Mick Callum's belt over his shoulder and all. And I went down
to
the
weigh-ins.
I went down to the weigh-ins and all, down, all getting up really close and all, really hurt. Remember that one? I remember that one.
Burnsy, with some memory on you, Burnsy. Like,
who's your favourite Belfast boxer?
See, with him, right? Him, Tommy McCarthy, Paddy Barnes, Sean McComb, and Sean McCann was a mouthpiece at times, but I had to challenge him. And I says, Tron, you can't say nothing to this guy, because this guy's going to kill you.
You couldn't be a Tron.
No, you're not with the French guy.
You couldn't be a Tron or Hammer.
Down the other side, I watched him, because Tom McCall was sitting behind me, him and Sean Patnall. Says, that's my mate, no, but the boss was doing his corner that night.
Okay.
But I started mouthing with drinking me. He's like, I'm going to kill him if he doesn't win this. But I hold up my hands on it and I admitted it.
Fair play to you, mate, because that's what it takes. That's what I need
but
to do.
It takes the balls of steel to come out. But
at least you've got a set of balls on you.
No, but see, me with temper, I just wanted our Belfast monster.
Do you just see red?
Well.
I just wanted our Belfast monster to do well, but they can't do it because they haven't got it in them. To do it,
I've seen they've all won. You've seen them all win, like, so they can.
Birdie, with 5 minutes left for Mickey's to go. So
listen, Sean can pick him up. She's ready to pick him up.
Is there anything you want to say to him before he goes?
I just want to say the lad is a legend and he's a hero. But seeing he carried that Northern Ireland flag with Paddy Barnes, guys, he's still. But you did come out on the Olympics, didn't he?
No.
No, I was a tricolour.
He had the tricolour.
Oh, the
he's an Irishman.
Look at the beer. The Olympics that night?
For Ireland, that was you know, the Commonwealth Games.
Oh, the Commonwealth Games? The Katie Hill and all?
No, Katie wasn't in the Commonwealth Games.
Was she not in the Commonwealth Games?
No. She's in the Olympics.
With that Ordingus that time?
That was an Ireland flag. That was the Olympics.
See that there? Olympics shouldn't be for you, son. Because you were cheating on. By the referees.
Fair.
The referees and the judges and their supporters think it's funny, but it's not. Sad.
Yeah.
See,
and I
want you to keep fighting away. Keep stepping up. See you out there.
He's coming for the belt.
See you out there. Use your brain, Michael. Use your brain. You're getting in the ring. Don't stand back and say, you're not going to do it for Belfast. Go and show the Belfast ones what you're made of.
Yeah. So see next
I'm telling
time
you that now. See if I was your coach, I would try and say, "Mate, Michael, before we leave this change room, you listen to this music, and you sit there until you leave this change room."
What music?
No, like a proper.
You raise me up.
No. See if you just sit in the change room and just listen what this person has to say to you. Go out there and do it. Listen, enjoy it.
What
enjoy
about
the
one of your next fights? Get Burnsy to walk out. Do you raise me up? Don't get sing it.
No, but I will.
Oh, I know you will.
I'm impossible.
He'd fall out with you, Mick, if you don't.
No, listen, I would do anything for him.
Good.
But see the rest of him?
Do me one favour.
What?
Make peace with Jared.
That's Mick Hanlon asking you. You're going
he's
to
asking
to,
for one
you're
favour.
You're going to have to make a wee
not
bit
a mission
of
for Jared. Not a mission.
You do it for all of us.
Goodbye. See you in a bit.
What about if I ask you?
No, not a mission.
I haven't
blocked on everything.
What if I get you both sit down for a wee cup of tea?
What about we bring you both on the podcast?
It's not gonna happen. What are we, he's not allowed near me, he's not allowed to talk to me, he's not allowed to see me.
I know what way you will work it out. Get in, use two settle it in the ring.
I will beat him bot. I will bust a chance.
We'll arrange it. We'll try and get it arranged.
Why ring him?
What?
Go, Rick.
She's running about with Megan O'Neill from Ballycastle.
What?
The OnlyFans girl.
Ring him, Megan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, because that's who he runs about with. Because she runs with James Floon, no?
Here, get it.
James Floon took a picture of me today and said, Roberto's place.
Just turn him on to see, the thing is, we like everyone to make peace. We don't like to
have people against
each other.
Yeah, he's doing what you're doing, not answering.
Don't check his knows.
I'll try him again. We'll
he's too busy doing YouTube videos.
Because he has his own YouTube channel to crap on to. But he's sponsored by R Kings. R Kings should be sponsored, we got.
Have you got your own YouTube channel?
R Kings need a sponsor.
Yeah, I have. Me and one of the two called him out.
You called Mick out?
No, Burnsy, I hate it when you rap me like.
No, but you just made a piece now, haven't you?
We're I've seen now. It's all this, done past it. It's in the past now.
It's all love.
They think they're real Mexicans.
Mexicans.
I didn't call it. I never call myself Mexicans.
Mexicans.
No one's eating in the cold. You're Mexican, wearing a hat. Walking out from the other side, haven't it? I just want to go and stop for laughing at you.
That was sick. Right, I gotta go.
Yeah, see just before Mick goes. Is there anything you want to tell him that for his next fight?
Just go and do what you have to do. Because see these feathers, right? Let me tell you something, right? These feathers.
You're way man, you know?
These feathers, right? These feathers across the world think they know you. And they don't know you. Go out and give it 120 or 130% for the Northern Ireland supporters. Back here
the Irish supporters.
The Irish supporters back in Belfast.
Drinkers,
give it 130%.
100%, man.
Show Belfast what you can do.
Good man,
Percy. Don't be sitting in the ring saying, I'm not going to do it. Go and do it.
I will.
Have the balls to stay and show it.
I will, mate.
I'm telling you that now. Don't be sitting behind a closed fucking phone and saying, you're not going to do it.
No, I'm go doing do it, it, mate. I'm doing it. I'm listening to you.
See, all them, they're not your friends. They're not your coaches. They're not your friends. They're making an each of
you. You're a friend, aren't you?
Because I've been taxing half of them. Do TikTok.
Do me a favor, give a big shout out for somebody.
Who?
Janine Boston.
I know who she is.
Right, go put in that camera.
In the camera.
He's a big fan.
Janine Boston, I want to fight you any place, any time in Belfast. You come to here. I'm not going over there to you. You come to my territory and I will knock you clean out. I will put you in hospital with tubes on your throat and you'll be lying there until your wife calls you and she'll be lying there beside your bed, say, like, what I'm going to do to Robert Loosley.
Good man,
on the 19th of July, so don't mess with me, son.
Thank you, Burnsy.
Well done, Burnsy.
Mac, thanks very much for your time. No, yeah, thank you.
I've enjoyed it. 100%.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.